Hype Network presents.
Listen early to an extended and ad-free cut of this episode by supporting us on Patreon. Pledges help us improve the show and produce more seasons. Just go to patreon.com/480tvpodext.
Welcome to 480 TV Pod.
Pipe Network's 480-second TV After Show Podcast.
My name is Dreyan.
And I'm Sandy.
And I'm Ziggy, and we just watched How I Met Your Father Season 2, Episode 2.
Bakit bigla siya naging liar? Means nothing. Parang bigla lang, right? Si Sophie. Apparently, all of a sudden, she became a big fat liar na parang wala naman sa pre-episodes noon, sa previous episodes, no? Sophie was waiting for a big important call na sasabihin if nabenta niya na yung photo ni Jesse from the photo exhibit. Apparently, she needs this to work kasi ito lang yung pinaka source of income niya. And then, pagbalik nila galing yoga ni best friend niya, she saw Meredith with the guys, no, sa Pemberton's. At syempre, big fat liar nga siya dito sa episode na to. She said that she sold the painting for a buttload of money. And he even mentioned Lincolnstein or kung sino man yun na maaaring malamang binanggit na rin ni Barney before. And then, they say the F-bleep word a lot, also shit, pero hindi na bleep. Ellen and Charlie, di sinasadya magpa-party para kay Rachel na Ellen like. So parang may scene doon na sinabi ni Ellen na that's why I threw this party for you. Reminiscent of Ted throwing parties for Robin. Casual.
Party trifecta!
Kaya nga eh, diba? Tapos, apartment naman ni Ted and Marshall, dynamic ni Sid, Jesse, and Meredith. Parang si Lily, silang tatlo, Lily, Marshall, and Ted at some point, no? Ang naive ni Jesse, I don't know, parang si Ted eh, yun yung na-feel ko eh. Tapos, they did the mouth thing, yung ano, yung ginagawa ni Ted and Marshall, yung may mag-narrate, tapos yung boses niya yung magsasalita for them. It's so fun. Tapos, may secret si Sid na kinip niya kay Meredith, apparently hindi pala, may time pala na gig or concert for kids, sabi niya I don't wanna sing for stupid kids, whatever. And syempre, the main topic of the title is yung midwife crisis na experienced home birth photographer daw siya, and even stating na she did so many, she can actually perform one. And then, well, no Barney Stinson. Yun yung pinaka takeaway ko. No Barney Stinson. Have at it, guys.
Nakaka-disappoint, no?
Okay, the court is now open for session in accordance to letting out all your grievances. Sandy, you may proceed.
Mas gusto ko pa rin yung episode 1. Yung out of the blue na liar siya. Big fat liar siya, si Sophie. So, I'm thinking baka hindi lang yan dahil, hindi lang yan para sa episode na yan. Baka meron pa yung foreshadowing something na baka meron sa mga previous kwento niya na hindi pala totoo. Ganun.
I actually have a theory of sort. Feeling ko, it's all linked to her having her worst year or worst part of her life ever where she actually meets Barney. So possibly all those little lies that she has been saying from the past or maybe in the current timeline would eventually catch up to her in the future where she quote-unquote dates her father. Parang old enough. I mean, that guy is somewhat old enough to be as old as her father, quote-unquote. Can we have like ano, a running bet on that?
Ah, sige.
Sino father? Slap bet.
Slap bet. Slap bet.
Ako ano, sige, ako fine. Ako hindi pa nakikita.
So kind of like how Tracy was.
Ganun. Oo, pero sinabi kasi na at that moment, at that very bar, nandun yung father, di ba? At some point sinabi yun, di ba? So yeah. Siguro, nandun yun.
Tracy pa rin, mga ulul.
Still, ano ako, drew all the way.
Drew all the way. Interesting. Ako, yeah. I'd have to say it's probably Jesse.
Masyadong obvious eh, hindi ba?
Possible naman na kinukwento lang talaga yung ano nila, yung road, yung love story nila, ganun.
Anyway, episode 2, ano ang worst ano arc ninyo dito sa episode na to? Ano pinakaayaw ninyo?
Ako, pinakaayaw ko siguro yung subverting lang siguro, parang ang detached.
Sa story ni Sophie, no?
Oo.
Tsaka ano, parang ginamit lang rin yung sinabi ni Barney na everybody lies on their resume. Di ba? May ganun siya effect. Pero hindi, for me, parang
Barney Stinson.
Yeah. Barney. This is not Barney Stinson singing this song. That would be very lame. Sobrang weird na liar. So, lahat pala ng kinuwento na past 11 episodes, baka nagsisinungaling lang siya sa anak niya. Di ba? I mean,
ooh.
Di ba? Oh, shit. Oo nga, pare. What if that's the case? sinabi ba dun sa tumigil na siya? Kasi tinan mo, next episode, hindi na siya magsisinungaling. And so, ang weird nun.
Diba? No, yeah. Actually, no, binanggit niya yun, parang sabi niya na tumigil na siya mag-lie like a year ago, parang nung 40 siya, ganun. So,
diba? She did say that.
May binanggit na ganun.
She did say that.
So, I don't know.
We're so tripping on the whole they killed Tracy, that's why we're like this kind of mindset.
Hindi. Parang ano na tayo eh. Kumbaga na-trauma na tayo. Oh,
skeptic na rin kayo, guys.
Oo. Tapos din mo, ang mangyayari sa ending niyan, di syempre, pinatay na naman yung father, di ba? Tapos, sasakay ulit ng...
Kaya mangyayari sa ending niyan, ampon pala siya.
Pwede, no?
Sobrang twist. Sorry.
Ano na lang ang gusto nyo makita next episode? Si Barney.
Si Barney.
Possibly Barney, yeah. Possibly Barney. You know how they would skip one episode to keep you hanging.
Para maging ano, no? Para
or at least a better introduction to what's gonna be coming for the next 22 episodes. 24 episodes pa?
20 lang, 20.
Well, 18 episodes. What's to come for the next 18 episodes?
Right? Yeah. Shit, 18 weeks pa tayo magsasama.
In fairness, no, haba ng ano ah, season 2 ah.
Ibig sabihin, they really had good listening.
Hit it off.
Feeling ko, I have a good feeling that they really wrote this one strategically, given that they also had time naman to shoot and everything. Feeling ko, I think this is really a big setup to something that's bigger.
So anyway, so I hope you enjoyed. So pag nag-subscribe kayo sa Patreon namin,
masaya.
Kakantahan kayo ni Sandy.
Yeah. Kaya lang,
sure na ba kayong gusto niyo marinig si Sandy?
So huwag na kayong mag-subscribe, joke lang.
Kaya lang wala kaming pang refund, kaya ano, at ano na lang, subscribe at your own risk.
Yes. But anyway, but if I were you, but if I were you guys, I would subscribe because we say a lot of things that you guys don't hear on Spotify and Apple Podcast and Google Podcast. So make sure you hit that subscribe button on Patreon. Di ba nga?
Mm-hmm.
Di nyo alam, dito sa episode na to, Chinese na si, ano, si Sandy.
Nako.
Oo.
Parang mahirap yun ah. Parang wala tayo, lalong walang makikinig sa atin.
Bow bow.
So thank you for listening. My name's Ryan.
I'm Sandy.
And I'm Ziggy. And you guys just tuned in to another episode of us here on your favorite podcast platforms. Yeah.
See you in episode 3. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a nice day.
For more local podcasts, check out more shows from Pilipinas Indie Podcast and Entertainment Network.